Thank you. Good morning. I'm Greg Murphy. I live in Cresco, work in Cresco. So, but been coming here for a few months. So they asked me to do my testimony, speak a little bit. So this will be hopefully brief and to the point. I grew up in a Catholic family, very Catholic, I guess. Went to a parochial school there in Cresco, graduated from a Catholic high school there, Notre Dame. And so that was kind of the background, the training. Our faith was Catholic. And where, you know, it's beliefs in, you know, the ritual and the doing church as you go to church, I guess, and not really having a personal relationship so much as not emphasized or stressed or understood. So that's kind of the background of how I grew up, and eventually went to Luther College, graduated from Luther with a degree in political science, joined VISTA right after that, which is now called AmeriCorps, this anti-poverty program, but I was in, it was in VISTA back in 1980. And so they sent me to Little Rock, Arkansas, and that's where I was for a few years in VISTA, working with Senior Citizens Agency primarily. And it was during that time, I even stayed in Little Rock past my VISTA, my 2 years in VISTA. And during that time, I was spiritually hungry. And so I started going to church down there, churches, and more Pentecostal churches, because that's more very prevalent down there. And it's part of the Southern culture when they meet you and they ask you your name and what you do, and then they'll ask you, what church do you go to? Which isn't part of our experience up here in the North. But down there, it's very much a part of the culture, and it's you're not to be offended. That's just a standard question. So I was going to these different Pentecostal churches and kind of, for the first time, getting my eyes open to, you know, the Bible and the Holy Spirit and language I hadn't heard before and, you know, an understanding developing. So that was a few years of that. That was interesting. Eventually, I moved back to Iowa because I got homesick, really, missed my family. Started to go to University of Northern Iowa, the graduate program in political science, working on a master's degree. Fortunately, got blessed with a scholarship. I think it was through some of the training or the Pentecostal experience that my faith grew, that I, you know, how you understand this, I don't know. I got blessed with a scholarship, let's say that. But it did not last long, and it was my own fault. It kind of went to my head, the getting of the scholarship and everything, and I mishandled it and quickly lost it. So go up and go down, but it's all a faith journey. And it was, I should back up and say a little bit that back at, during those Little Rock years, it was kind of, and through the scholarship process, I really experienced the warmth or the clean, personal relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and that really made sense to me, and it came clear. But like I say, it was new to me also, and I, there's a part of it that is, you know, included there is surrender, surrendering yourself, your will to the Holy Spirit, to God, to Jesus. And I thought I knew how to do that or was prepared, but I really, in the end, I did not. I did not yield. I did not surrender. It's difficult. It's still a work in progress, but I didn't, and I lost the scholarship. Maybe I'm not making a whole lot of sense here. But anyway, and so I lost, and then I just kept trying to go to school part-time basis. I had some health problems at this time, too, some fatigue problems. Struggled through all of that. And anyway, through the years then, I didn't complete the program, but I'm now working in Cresco in the maintenance department at the junior high there. And I was looking through the paper one day, the decor paper, looking for a church, a home church. And I prayed to God, show me something here that's a church where I could grow. And Lifehouse Church, the little ad in there with all the other ads and the decor paper they have, that just kind of stood out. So I started coming to Lifehouse when you were at the other place. And it's just, it's been good, and I've enjoyed it, and I think I've grown and kind of recovered some territory that I lost. So it's not a story that's completed yet, but we're still working on it. And that's just my little testimony of my faith with Christ. So thank you.